From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of August 14, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Great to have you with us. And another exciting and very action-packed week of Professional Disc Golf World Championships held this year in Augusta, Georgia. We're going to run down all the winners, and we want to tip our hats right now to now 12-time world champion Ken Climel. You are the man and forever shall be. I mean, holy cow, 12 world titles is just amazing. We've got a lot of other stuff coming up in the show this week as well. Mark Ellis is going to join us for an extended clinic. He's going to talk about the art of visualization.
You can't imagine one day throwing 400 feet. If you think that's impossible, it is, because you limit yourself by your own imagination.
And if you are a regular listener to the show, you're familiar with Mark Ellis. He's a great teacher, and he's got some very interesting things to share with you this week. We've got a preview of this weekend's upcoming Super Tour event in Kansas, Emporia, Kansas, to be exact. That is the Glass Blown Open. We'll talk with Eric McCabe, the tournament director for that. And as always, it happens at Pro Worlds, we announce the previous year's award winners. That happened, as always, this year. And we're going to tell you who the award winners were later in the show. It's all coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innovant Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com.
Controlled Distance has a new name.
Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. The best of the best gathered in Augusta, Georgia last week for the 2006 PDGA Professional Disc Golf World Championships. Here we go. We'll begin with the Legends Division, 70 years of age or older. And your winner is Paul Old Goat Fine, who wins by a mere slight margin of two throws over Stansel Johnson, who will take second place. In the Senior Grandmasters Women's Division, Sylvia Vokes of Kentucky will add another title to her mantle. And in the Senior Grandmasters Division, Pete May, the co-tournament director, was leading through much of the week, but Peter Shive is going to take another title. He's going to win this one over Pete May, who takes second place. The Grandmaster Women's Division, Kathy Hardiman is your winner there. For the Grandmaster Men, another tough, tough week of battle. And Kentucky's Rick Vokes is the winner by a two-throw margin over San Diego Snapper Pearson, who will take second place. Kentucky's David Greenwell takes third for the Grandmaster Men. Masters Women, Annie Cremel out of California is the winner. And in the Masters Men Division, a tough battle again here. Brad Hammock trailing most of the week behind Joel Kelly, Dean Tanak, and others. But he makes a comeback as the week was winding down. And he's going to win this one by one single throw, my friends. Just Brad Hammock, his fourth Masters World title. Joel Kelly will take second place. Dean Tanak, only two throws out, will take third in the Masters. For the women, Des Redding, now a three-time women's world champion. She's going to win by nine. She led all week. California's Carrie Berlager and Courtney Peavy, now from Oklahoma, will tie up for second place. They were nine throws out. And in the Open Division, Nathan Doss, last year's champ, looking for the repeat, looking strong all week long. He was hungry. He wanted it. But Kenny Climel, the 11-time world champ, doing as he has done so often, so many times before, hanging back, and then when he knows he has to make it happen, that is exactly what he does. And Ken Climel turns it on, catches fire, and he's going to win this one by five throws in the end. Nathan Doss of California will take second place, 65 under par for the week. Avery Jenkins, who was also looking strong all week, his best finish ever. Avery Jenkins out of Oregon will take third. Mike Moser, fourth. David Felberg, who came from way behind to tie up for fifth place with Barry Schultz. And that, my friends, is how a very exciting professional world championships went down last week in Augusta, Georgia. The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Hi, this is Ken Climo. You're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture this week, we all know there's only one Ken Climo. There's only one guy who's won 12 world titles in the last 15 years. And we all know we have some work to do if we want to improve our game. One thing we like to do on this show, we always try to help you out to improve your game. And Mark Ellis is a familiar voice to our radio show listeners. He is a former four-term board member on the PDGA Board of Directors, and he comes on the show on occasion to talk to us about different stuff. This week he's got a very interesting topic to discuss with you, the art of visualization.
The art of visualization. There are probably many of you folks out there that have done team sports in high school or in college and have learned the basics of this. Yet I also know that there are folks that are old like me and the concept wasn't around back when we did team sports. And there are folks that have never done those sorts of team sports and have never actually been exposed to it. So for all of you exposed to it, this is, I guess, a review. And for those of you that have never heard about it, it should be something that is interesting and perhaps very useful. The art of visualization can do two things for your game. It can, first of all, change your game. It can actually make you a fundamentally different and better player by assisting with changing your form and making your form cleaner and smoother and more balanced. It also, separately from that, can increase your success during a particular shot or during a particular event. So I find that I was taught this, probably 15 years ago, and I use it, and I think it actually is very effective. Let's start with the idea of using visualization to change your form. How in the heck do you do this? Well, first, you need something to visualize upon, and hopefully you have access to either a very fine player with good, clean form, or if nothing else, you can go on the internet and find videos of top pros and see the form that they use. We do know that last week, Ken Climo won his 12th PDGA World Championship. But even though he has won 12, the people that were at the tournament last week were good enough, so there are probably 100 different players that have the talent to win an open title. As it turned out, one guy won an open title, and one guy has been winning open titles regularly for the past 15 years. That's in large part not because of his unquestionable talent below the shoulders, but because of his excellence in handling pressure, excelling under pressure, and his mental toughness. Something that is the basis for a lot of people start in mental toughness training is called visualization. So here we go. Let's find that great player, Kenny Climo or whoever it may be, and let's watch their form. Now, I don't mean watch their shot. Set up 20, 30 feet behind them. It doesn't matter where their disc goes on a particular shot, and don't watch the disc. It's really hard not to watch the disc. We're tempted to do that because it's such an amazing thing, a disc in flight. This time, though, watch the player. Watch their form. We know that good players almost always have good form. And also, someone with good form seldom misses a shot by a lot. Even if their timing's a little bit off, their basic form is so good, they just don't miss by a lot. So, here we go. We're not watching the shot, we're watching the player. Watch what they do and memorize what they do so you can repeat it to yourself when you close your eyes. If you happen to have a video of a great shot or a great player throwing a great shot, then get on that little remote control and play it once, then play it again, then play it again. Then play it again. Then play it in slow motion and watch very carefully exactly what they are doing. First, concentrate on their overall form. Easy way to do that, blur your eyes. Squeeze your eyes so you don't see the detail. Just watch the body form of how they throw. Watch what happens to each part of their body, but more specifically, overall form at first. Watch that several times. Watch it 20 times, watch it 30 times, watch it 40 times until you, without watching it, can see their form in your mind's eye. Then, sharpen the picture. Now watch the individual parts of their body. What does their head do during the run-up? What does their head do while they are coiling? What does the head do at the snap or the hit of the throw? What does their head do on a follow-through? Watch the head. So then you know what your head is supposed to do. What do their shoulders do? Watch that. Watch their arm motion. Watch the angle of the arm. Watch how far back the arm comes, how it coils, how it rips through to the hit, how it follows through, usually smoothly and seamlessly. Watch their hip turn as the hips open just before the shoulders do, putting power into it. You know, watch every aspect of it from the footwork all the way to the throw. Watch it over and watch it over and watch it over and watch it over. After a while, what they do becomes ingrained in your mind. You can see it without watching it anymore because you've seen it so many times. That's how you do it. That's how you throw the shot that they're throwing, by using their form. Now, transfer that to you. Rather than their head on that body, put your head on that body. It's your head, it's your body throwing in exactly the same form that they do. Now, obviously, that's not an easy thing to change your form or the way you do things, and you will have to go out to a field and practice, perhaps for weeks, to make fundamental changes in form. But by visualizing, now at least, you know what the heck you're supposed to do. The process of visualizing creates something I'd call visual muscle memory. When you do something long enough, you develop muscle memory. Your muscles know what to do. Now, we are first training your mind to know what your body should do, and your body will follow. That's the way to change your form. Now let's talk about what the heck you do before a shot. And this is actually something that I do before a shot. I visualize two things. I visualize, first of all, myself throwing the shot. I act as though I'm out of my own body, 20, 30 feet behind the tee pad or behind the shot, and I see the body form that I should throw to throw the perfect shot. Obviously, my form is going to be different if I'm throwing a hyzer or throwing a straight shot or throwing an anhyzer or throwing a roller. But whatever that form should be, the first thing I do is I see myself throwing. And I make sure that when I visualize that form, the form is smooth, it is fluid, it is graceful, it is balanced, and it is powerful. And I see myself throwing that shot. Once I see myself do it, then it's actually much easier to do. The second thing I visualize before every shot is the actual flight of the disc. Now I'm not, you know, 30 feet behind me, so to speak. I'm actually there watching as the disc leaves my hand, and I see the exact shot as it flies. Before the shot actually leaves my hand, when I actually throw it for the real shot in the round, I see where it's supposed to go. I actually visualize that exact angle and that form and that shot. So visualization is not a difficult thing to do, and I think that many people have found that it is a very useful thing, and some people, of course, are hugely benefited by it. I once had a coach back in my former sport of racquetball who was very much into all the mental toughness training and the visualization and those exercises, and one thing that he believed in, he preached to us, that is that if you can't imagine doing it, then you can't do it. If you can't imagine making the putt, you're not going to make the putt. But more than that, if you can't imagine one day throwing 400 feet, if you think that's impossible, it is, because you limit yourself by your own imagination. So you have to be able to imagine it to do it. And one way you imagine it is visualize you actually doing it. One exercise we did before a big tournament was he had us stand up and give an acceptance speech for winning the trophy at this tournament. Now, of course, the tournament hadn't happened yet, but he wanted us to be able to believe that we actually were going to win this event and go to the extent of an acceptance speech. And that's right. We stood around and gave acceptance speeches to a tournament that we had not played yet. Very interesting visualization exercise. Hopefully it will work for you. And if it doesn't, then I think you should blame Brian Sullivan for putting me on in the first place.
And feel free to send those complaints right along. I'll just hit the forward button to Mark's email box. Mark Ellis is a former four-term member on the PDGA Board of Directors, and he spoke to us this week just outside of Kensington Metro Park in Milford, Michigan. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. If there are any pros that have any energy left this weekend, they'll be headed to Emporia, Kansas for the Glass Blown Open. The tournament director is Eric McCabe.
It's our fourth annual Glass Blown Open. We've been a B tier every year until this year, which we are an A tier. And we have beautiful glass blown trophies for the winners. The trophies are made by Bryce Turnbull, is his name. He's out of Colorado. And in the past, we had a guy from here in Emporia do them. And he was a world famous artist. And he has since passed on, so we've found a new guy that does very good artwork, and they're fabulous trophies. They are very, very much so works of art. Last year, the winners were in the Open Women was Tavish Sanders, and the Pro Masters was LaRon Harris, and the Pro Men was myself, Eric McCabe. Our courses, we have two fabulous courses in the same park. It's our East Course and our West Course, and both courses are pretty good size length. The East Course is about 8,000 feet, and the West Course is about 65 to 7,000 feet. And we got some few elevation shots and about 8 pond shots or so, and not a lot of woods, but there's quite a few trees. And the reason you shouldn't have missed this event is because of the glass blown trophies and the great people we have here, and the fact that we have two courses in one park. You can't miss that. Just a great event.
Eric McCabe is tournament director for this weekend's Glass Blown Open in Emporia, Kansas. Hey, man, there's all sorts of business going on this weekend, August 19th and 20th in Waukegan, Illinois. It's the Discontinuum Club Invitational, and in Crystal River, Florida, on the Gulf Coast, it's the Red Hawk Amateur Championship. Don't miss that. Excellent course. In Virginia, it's the Virginia Beach Bash, and in Finland, the Equinox Energy Open. Plus, New Jersey, the Jersey Jam Pros on Saturday and on Sunday. In San Francisco, it's the San Francisco Safari on your very own permanent course. Congratulations again, guys. In Indiana, it's the Southland Am Championships. And in Mississippi, the Fox Hunt. Plus, Upstate Foothills Open in South Carolina. In Washington, it's the second annual Jet Wash Open. In the UK, it's the BDGA Tour number 8. That's the Caledonian Open. And in Eagle River, Alaska, the Course Challenge number 5 at Peters Creek. Get the full list anytime. Point your browser to pdga.com. Finally this week, every year at Pro Worlds, the PDGA announces the previous year's award winners. These are for outstanding contributions to the game, etc., and so forth. They were announced this past Saturday, and we want to repeat them for you here. The points winners last year for the Masters was Brad Hammack, Des Redding for the women, and Brian Schweberger. By a very narrow margin, the points winner last year over Barry Schultz. The Volunteer of the Year for 2005 was California's Conrad Damon for all of his hard work, especially doing technical computer type stuff. Conrad, thank you for your longtime contributions. An Outstanding Contribution Award was given to outgoing PDGA Communications Director Terry Calhoun. Terry, a tip of the hat to you. The Bob West Memorial Award for Sportsmanship was a split award this year, going to Ohio's Sharon Jenkins and Arizona's Dan Ginley. Both very deserving. Congratulations to you folks. The Tournament Director of the Year, another split award, Dan Doyle for his work on the Skylands Classic in Warwick, and John Dusler for all of his hard work on Pro Worlds last year. They are the Tournament Directors of the Year. The 2005 Rookie of the Year for the women was Teresa Bellinger of Oregon, and the male Rookie of the Year, Alexi Bubis. The Senior Player of the Year for 2005, Pete May. The Female Player of the Year, Des Redding. And the Male Player of the Year, Wisconsin's Barry Schultz. Plus, we have two new members of the PDGA Disc Golf Hall of Fame. They are Japan's Kozo Shimbo and Chuck Kennedy of Minnesota for his many years of hard volunteer work, especially on the very cool ratings. That's all him, and we tip our hats to Chuck Kennedy and Kozo Shingle. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 14 for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Our sponsors this week were Innovate Champion Disc and Discraft. And until next time, I hope you get out there, huck some plastic, visualize yourself winning Pro Worlds next year, and keep them in the fairways.